Haggadah Shir number 2, Koirech, Tavshinayin Aleph.
Before we said about the Kizayas of Matzah and about the Morah. After that, we do Zechel Migdash Kehillel. Now, Zechel Migdash Kehillel gets itself from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Haitana hochikton, yochol lo yotso b'yidei chayvosai, ilim ken korchon b'vasachas, v'oichlon, k'derch shehillel loichlon. Amad loimer al-masa sub-roirim yechluhu, afilu zevifnei atzmoi v'zevifnei atzmoi. Hashta de lo yitmar hilchus de loike hilu de loike rabbonon, v'vorach al-achilus matza v'ochil. V'odem v'vorach al-achilus morer v'ochil. V'hodar ochil matza v'chasa b'adei hadodi. Then you eat the matza and the morer together. Once I told you that the time of the Gemara, the Gemara was the lettuce, right? Which is chasa, which is the first one of the five adei hadodi, b'loi bracha. Zeichel amigdash kehillel. Now, others learn pshat in the Gemara that zeichel amigdash kehillel means that's how you should eat it. You should eat it because it's a zeichel what Hillel did in the Beis Hamikdash. Of course, why does it have to be Zeichel Migdash Kehillel? Simply because Hillel had to do it in the Beis Hamikdash, because without a Korban Pesach there is no Zeichel Migdash, because the Korban Pesach is how you made it, it's Matzah, Morer, and Pesach, right? Because Al Matzah Sumerim Yoichluhu. What does the word Yoichluhu mean? The Korban Pesach. The Pesach is Yechlu. Al Matzah Shemroyrim, Yechlu, you should eat the Korban Pesach. Without the Pesach, then there's no need to have Matzah Morah together. So since we have no Pesach, so there's no mitzvah of having Matzah Morah together, because that's only when there's a Pesach. And it doesn't say anything in the Gemara about saying the word Zechel Mikdash. But it's been admitted by Klal Yisrael to say the word Zechel Migdash. Again, there are places that say you don't have to, but all we can the minig is to say those words.
You always say before or after?
Now, the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that it says that since the Brocha of Matzah and the Brocha of Mor go on the Kricha also, so it would be a hefsek if you'd say Zechel Migdash beforehand. Therefore, you shouldn't say Zechel Migdash until after you eat the Kricha. Most people say Zechel Migdash first and then they eat it. But in my house, we do like the Mishnah Berurah. We say nothing, and everybody's mafsik from saying anything. And after the Moisi Lechem in the Oret, after Al Tils Yadoyim, in fact, nobody says anything at all. Everything is done by sign language. And we hand out the matzah, the brachas, and the mor, and they make the korach, and afterwards say Zechel Mishkehil. But there are people who say Zechel Mishkehil first. And that's fine. There's nothing. I'm not going to, attempt to do whatever you mean to give. It's not a major thing whether it is a hefsek or it's not a hefsek. Well, we do like the Mishnah Berurah and say Zechel Mishkehil afterwards. Okay. The correct nusach is like the one that it says here in this Haggadah, which is the way we always do it, although in most of the Haggadahs it says differently. It says, Tainasahil bismancha besamisha kayam koirch pesach matzu mor oichum yachad. In the most Haggadahs it says, koirch matzu mor. It doesn't say pesach. but it has to be Pesach because it's not for that, and there's no Kairach at all, like the Chavrin. And that's why it's Zechel Migdash, otherwise it wouldn't be Zechel Migdash. But the Hillel lived before the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, and everything he did, of course, was in the Beis HaMikdash. But what about the Tanoim who lived afterwards and did like Hillel? They would be Kairach Matamar, they had no Kairach Matamar. But the Kericha that we make a Matamar is Zecher for what was done when there was a Pesach. That's why it's Zecher Limikdosh, the Dak. Okay. It's done by Hesavim.
Why do we do it at this point in the Seder rather than by Tzofa? Which is when the current Pesach was actually written. Hillel didn't do Zecher Limikdosh at this point.
Simply because since we're doing Matzah and Morer, and we're not going to do Morer again. Morer we do one time. Matzah we do twice. Because in the beginning we're making a Moitzi and we do the mitzvah Matzah. And then, all the way at the end of the meal, we do it Al Hasoiva Zechel Lepesach. Mashenkein.
So wouldn't it make more sense to do the Karach at that point? When we're doing the Zechel for the current Pesach?
The reason why the Gemara gives the Seder of doing it right away is because it's like the two alternatives. What we just did was first Maaseh, then Morer. And then we take that very same Maaseh and combine it and do it together. So it's like two ways of doing the same thing, so they should be next to each other.
So in the whole Seder, he didn't have Maaseh and Morer at this point. He just went from Maaseh to Shulchan Aruch and then.
Yeah. All right. This we do Be'seba, even though we have Mor, and Mor is not Be'seba, but because of the Matzah, of course because of the Korban Pesach, we do it Be'seba. So that's the... Yeah, the Korach, the Mor of the Korach should be dipped into Chayosef before it's placed between the Matzahs. Problem is that, you know, when you do it again, I mentioned that the other time, and there's no easy solution. When you do the Yishrein, it's all ground up. It's hard to put it into the Chayosis.
You shake off the Chayosis thing?
You shake it off, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. Can you put specifically to make a sandwich? Like, to put matzah on bottom and matzah on top? Or just to eat all three? Or
no, just to eat them all together. But it's hard to eat, especially if you're eating Yishrein. It's hard to eat with the Yishrein on top or on bottom. You know, you protect your...
If you're doing training in the chasta, so that's good enough to just dip the chasta into.
Yeah. In fact, that's probably why most people do the training together with the chasta, with the lettuce, is simply because it's hard to dip the chasta into the chasta. The letter and lettuce protecting it from getting mixed into the chasta. Okay. Shulchan Aruch, let's talk about a little tiny drop. The you know this v'oichel, the directions given in this agod over here, v'oichel b'shoisa kebirchas Hashem v'yismach simcha k'doylov yizor shol yochel b'su b'zois kol sivu. Why? Because otherwise there won't be any room left for the Achilas Tafikoim. You gotta be careful. It's very interesting because people, the first thing they do is they have their eggs. And the eggs are dipped in salt water. Okay? So we do like most people do that. And sometimes it says, be careful, and they quote from this sefer and from that sefer, don't eat too many eggs because in that case everything else you eat will be Achilas Gasa. You won't have room for anything else, but you can. After the eggs, so we have a regular meal. So we eat fish. Well, a Jewish meal has a certain seder to it. After the fish comes the soup. Okay? And after the soup comes meat. You should have, even though Friday night, most people have by night just chicken and no meat. The meat they have for the day. But here you should eat meat. from animals. In other words, regularly.
It can't be roasted.
What?
It can't be roasted.
It can't be roasted. It has to be cooked. A lot of people...
Cooked means boiled in water.
Cooked should mean boiled in water. Now, what you have to do, if you really have to have roast meat, is to take a pan and put an inch of water in the pit. It'll boil. It'll roast pretty well, even with the inch or two of water. And when the meat, the natural juices of the meat will get into the water, so the water will rise and go, you know, pretty much to the top of the pan. If it runs over the side, you'll have a little, you know, drainage in the stove, but a little experience will tell you how much to put and how much not to put. So at least it'll be nearly up to the top of the meat, and it'll be like if it only has the juice of the meat. You know, if you put chicken into a pan, the fat will go all the way up to the top. Why? Because there's so much of it in the chicken that it'll roast in its own juices. That's still called roasted. In fact, the Lashon HaGemara is called Tzli Kadur. Tzli Kadur means it's roasted in a kedera, in a pot. And the juice is gathered together in a pot and give it somewhat an effect of bishul. But it's still called roasted because it's natural juices and the oils of the meat itself. And that's what it says. Specifically in Halacha, you shouldn't have a Tzli Kadur. Okay? So you got to make sure it's mavushal. Now,
chicken?
What?
Even chicken?
Yeah, even chicken. That's right. Even though chicken...
So could you get water?
No, so if you add water, and you add enough water that it should be quite a bit of water, noticeable amount of water, and as disappointed as the hotel keepers are, it should be not the roast that they would like to feed to the
customers. Just calm down those fellows. Like, what can we do in our house to stack up with?
Cook it.
Cook it in boiled water.
Cook it in a pot of soup. The chickens that are in the soup should be served as one kind of meat, and then some other kind of meat also boiled in a pot of water, and serve that as the other kind of meat. I want to read a shtickle Gemara in Tzoche. Okay? Agavurche, some people serve borscht. Okay? Many people serve borscht. What is borscht? Borscht is beets that are boiled in water. That's what borscht is. By the way, the borscht is the beets are very choshev v'machol. I'm telling you all this for a purpose, Rabbi, so it's time to discuss the filter. The beets are, why do I say they're very choshev? We have tardin, wasuka, two names, they mean the same thing. It has two names, one's called tardin, one's called suka. In fact, if you make a soup just of tardin or silka, that soup is called anigran. Okay? And it's called anigran, and it's made by cooking the item called tardin or silka and boiling it in water, and the soup is a very rich soup, and it's very healthy. It'll cure a sore throat, other kind of problems that you have, but will be cured by drinking the soup. Okay? Why am I mentioning all this? Because the Gemara says there are six choshev in macholim that don't, it's a Mishnah, that these six macholim are important because of their chashivas. One of them is chilfek tardin. And it actually says chilfek tardin means fruit or vegetable underneath the ground. The part that comes out of the ground is called tardin. Tardin is green. That's what the Gemara says in Erevin. tarn is green and it covers the ground, it means beneath the ground there's something which is called chilfei tarn. Why I say it's choshev? Because it's one of the six choshev things. There aren't both. All choshev must be very choshev. You understand? Tarn is the leaves that come out, which is the beet greens that come out of the top. Now, Sfardim, they eat.
Silk is the beet itself.
What?
Silk is the beet itself.
Well, in a minute we'll see. Silka and tartan are exactly the same thing. Whatever tartan is, that's what silk is. Whatever silk is, that's what tartan is. There's no way in the world you can make a chiluk between silka and tartan. Sfardim, except for those that come from Iraq, which Avner told me about, didn't know until he told me, is Sfardim eat rice on Pesach. Why? Because they don't have the minig of kidney. So they eat rice. Agav, I point out all the time, the rice, you got to be careful and not eat the regular rice which is served in, you know, in bags of rice, boxes of rice, because all that rice is enriched, because the rice that we eat is called polished rice. Polished rice means it's brown rice, it's regular rice, and polished means the bran is removed and it becomes white. So white rice without it, with the bran removed completely, is called polished rice. That has no vitamin. Okay? That's where they discovered vitamins, in fact, and they saw that rich people in China were dying of strange diseases. Beriberi, these are the tremendous deficiencies. The poor people didn't die of those diseases because the poor people, nobody knew it till they really worked in it. The poor people ate brown rice. That's the mazel of poor people. And white rice was eaten by the rich people. Finer food. Less rough and everything. But all the vitamins are in the bread. Okay? So, America won't allow you to sell polished rice unless it's enriched. And what do you do when you enrich it? What do you put into it? You have to return the vitamins that were depleted. And those vitamins belong to one family of vitamins, which has about six members. What's that big family? Vitamin B. Okay? Vitamin B, the six, B1, B2, B3, B6, B, you know, all that stuff. And as you see, thiamine and niacin and all the stuff you see in the labels with the many, many words. It's all different forms of the vitamin that's found in the bread. So if you take regular enriched rice off the shelf, the boy said, you're going to get a little chomets because the supply of vitamin B in the United States of America all comes from the bran of wheat. We don't grow rice and use the bran for finding the vitamins. They take the bran from the crop that's grown in the United States, which is mainly wheat. Okay? So all that bran is used to make the vitamins that have to be returned to the rice. So as far as he wants to eat rice on Pesach, so that rice should not be enriched rice. Okay? But it's hard to tell it because people, we had Sochrim for the last 10 years make specially supervised non-enriched rice. You know, the government closed their eyes just for Pesach to have the non-enriched rice. Okay? Especially because the Beis Yosef holds that it's Chos of Anir. So even if the rice was in there before Pesach, on Pesach it's Chos of Anir. I mean, not the rice, the wheat bread. The Ashkenazim hold there is bittel, but Sfardim, there's no bittel because it goes like the Beis Yosef, it's Chos of Anir.
Brown rice is okay without any special.
Right. But not stop brown rice, whole brown rice. Because usually when they sell brown rice in the store, they leave the lower bran on it, and the upper bran is taken off. And the upper bran is the one that has the vitamins, so it's still got to be enriched. Okay? Now, after this whole discussion, let me tell you why I'm telling you this. Okay? The halacha is that Shulchan Aruch really has to consist of two tafshilim. That's all. That's the din. The required din is to have two tafshilim. You're supposed to eat and drink and you know, be merry. Sounds funny, huh? But that's what the little kids say when they recite the Seder in Yiddish. When they come to Shulchan Aruch, they say, "Me'est and drinked and molostach boil game." Okay? So whether they speak that kind of Yiddish or not any longer, but that's the Nusach. The old Yiddish Nusach. And molostach boil game means eat and drink and be married. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. Simchas Yontif is also a very big mitzvah. And by the way, that's one of the mitzvahs of their Eisef, Yomakayim. Pesach by night. You know, the Torah Tmima for Boruch Epstein was a nephew of the Nitziv, and he was also a Talmud of the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi is the father of the whole Brisker dynasty, and he described in his, you know, autobiography, the Makor Boruch described the experience he had of having Pesach, the Seder, Pesach by the Netziv, and the other Seder he had by the Beis Halevi. He said by the Netziv, it was Mamshe Yontif with such simcha and such gewalt and the Hovenkeit and everything. Half of the first. By the Beis Halevi, everybody was going crazy over making the Shia Tarkidech, and making sure to eat all the Kedetim exactly. And it should be the right table and everything. It was most nerve-wracking experience. So you still have to be, you know, take care to be the kind of Mr. Simchas Yontif. But I'm telling you all this because the mocker of everything is the Gemara, which tells you about the Suda of Pesach, right? If you're only Gemara, you really can't become anything. Because you just look in the Shulchan Aruch, but you want to get the real side, you have to look for the Sugya. Let's take a look. The Gemara says, "My Shnei Tavshilim." Right? That's the Loshna Mishnah, by the way. Shnei Tavshilim. And the reason we have Shnei Tavshilim is Echad Ezechel Pesach Vechad Ezechel Chagigas. That's the Loshna Mishnah. Hevil fun of matzah v'chazeres v'charoyses. The shnei tavshilim. Okay? Shnei tavshilim. And the Gemara tells you why you need shnei tavshilim. Because that's later written. Keneged Pesach, keneged Chagiga. Okay, but now listen to the shnei tavshilim. Omer Afuna. Silka v'aroizer. Okay? So, that's a poor man's michel. Because really, Agantif, you should still have meat, and, you know, both are a dog and a whole time. So, yeah, silka v'aroizer. Okay? Amir Akunne, silka v'aroizer. Rov have a mahadr, a silka v'aroizer. He bedafka with mahadr to have it. Hoyovinofik mikpume drafune. Rafune said it. Okay? Om Ravashish Mamino Dravune less the chagra. Don't forget about that Gemara, we're not going to go into that now. Okay. Chesi Omer Afilu Dogu Beitz Sholov. The fish with a coating of egg on it, you know, what you sometimes have fish dipped in egg. What? Okay. Doesn't say anything wrong. Rabbi Yosef Omar Sork Shnei Minei Boser Echad Zeichel LePesach V'Echad Zeichel LeChagiga. Okay. Ravino Omar Afilu garma ubishula. Rashi says garma ubishula chatichas boser umorach shenis bashloboy and soup that it's cooked in. So you take a look at this beautiful list. That's what we all eat by the Pesach Sudah, right? We have the soup, we have the fish, and we have the egg, and we have the minei boser. And when it comes to silk of Ayroza, say the Ashkenazim, they don't have, and the Moroccan, they don't have the Ayroza. And when it comes to the silka, well, if we'll say that borscht is like silka because the beet is the chilchei tarden, so it's koshkei mitzama from the tarden. Anyhow. What? But they probably have, you know, it's an Atlantic country. Well, the problem I call the Edois HaMizrach. I guess that doesn't apply to Morocco, because the word Morocco comes from Maghreb, which is west. Maghreb. M-I-N-R-E-S-H-B. Right. Okay? Not the, on the west. They had the silka. In the east, they had the rosa. So nobody has all the meal mentioned in the Gemara, of course. In some places, they do everything except for Aroza. Some places they do everything except for silka. Okay? So it's very interesting just to know it. Whenever I sit down to the Pesach Sudah, I push it like margish every word of this Gemara. Every drop I eat, I think to myself, it's the soup, right? Garma ubishula. And the fish is the dog, and the egg is the beitzer. You have the whole.
Echad
zeichel lePesach v'echad zeichel lChagig. Good, but the reason why lechatchila you should have meat. Why do I say, by the way, that Sukkah is a poor man's machel? Very posh. Because you see, the ikir is the shnei b'nei boser echad zeichel, right? And silk of Aroiza is for a person who's poor, who doesn't have a sufficient boser. Why do I say that? Because Rav Eiret Hoyl V'Nofik Mipumid Ravuna. Right? That means that it's not the preferable thing. Ordinarily, if you have a little money, you should go out and get some meat. But it's so fascinating. Huh?
What do we do with meat?
The secret that there are a lot of people that are on the
market. It doesn't.
How long has it been? Chatchilu shav boser.
Two
the apple of a fellow, you know, you can eat through it, a sudah. And ordinarily, what do you do when you eat? The esten of chinkin molos tachvogin. That's it. I always thought that Mardik is ach, I said it over 100 times. Why were the Yidden in the midbar complaining? They couldn't eat. Only mon, nafshenu kotha b'lechem ha'kloikel. But Chazal teaches us that the mon would taste like anything. So if a guy wanted, he concentrate while he's eating the mon, and who knows what could run through his, you know, gourmet brain. He wants to eat you know, what do you call it again? Pate de foie gras, all the luxury stuff. So, was felt the most, he could do anything. But there's only one thing. Most people, when they sit down to eat, they don't want to think. they want to turn off their brain and just use their stomach, that's all, nothing else. Okay, so sometimes you lost the entire enjoyment when you start thinking too much, eating and thinking. But if you really could be magish, the true enjoyment of the Pesach meal, well, you're eating an Omet Gemara. It's going right through all these different Shneiminir Tavshilim that are mentioned in the Gemara. It's Gevaldik. So every time you take something in your mouth, Mamash, it's a Magish, Ach, the Bayit, this is the dog, this is the Yarmo, this is the Bishula, this is the. Okay? You'll find a totally different kind of pleasure in the food.
In the middle of the Seder, you open your oven and you find that the meat is not fully covered with this juice or liquid or water or whatever you have.
Don't go into the kitchen in the middle of the Seder.
You might have come running out of the kitchen in the middle of the Seder.
And she tells you the meat wasn't cooked. That's all before the Seder. In the middle of the Seder, when you sit down, you talk about Hechir Zach. That's all you got. I'll tell you something. One of the Ikir mitzvahs of Simcha on Yontif is what Chazal tell us, that Noshem is Bailon Mesamchan. Their mitzvah of Simcha is for the husband to make him happy. That's what the mitzvah of Simcha. So, if the wife comes saying, look what happened, there's not enough water in the meat, and it's a shiloh of roasting, sweet, Leilig Pesach, fella. I think sometimes the mitzvah of Noshem Bail Mesamchon is chal over here, and you should tell her, ah, it's mamish wonderful, it's just enough, perfect. Look into it later, but don't create a crisis. It's a deraisa, it's a machta atu vesecha, you know. Okay, we'll go from there to Achilus Afikoimen. Achilus Afikoimen, I mean, you know, everybody knows about the things that are. So, I just want to tell you, A, don't promise kids something for an Afikoimen present and then don't fulfill it. Chazal say it's extremely important never to tell kids that you're going to get something and do something with them and not carry it out. Kids become like they sort of like feel they were betrayed. Not only that, but secondly, you may do something what's much worse than making the kid feel betrayed. And that is that you'll teach him that it's acceptable to lie. Okay? So Chazal stressed that very much. So you don't promise a kid something and fail to carry it out. And the best thing is to carry it out right away. Why? Because the reason why not to carry it out right away is because you forget about it, put it off, next day, the day after. Well, that's all very nice. But the kid won't forget about it. He's going to nurse that grudge inside of him for a long, long time. So let's just make sure that you retire that. Okay, that's a little bit about the Seder, which isn't within the official. Another thing, is that Golchatchil is supposed to have two kiseisim, one for the tzecher the matzah, of course, that's eaten, and one for the Pesach Shenech Halimoy. Okay, so the ikri is of course the matzah, but the Pesach Shenech Halimoy is the tzecher. It's supposed to be eaten by a seiver, very important, but you should try, if you can, to rush it up and have it before Chatzos, at least one seder. Yeah. The other seder is okay, it's more difficult because you know the second seder you can't really do much, because how much could you how early could you start? You have to start doing malachas and achonas. Not malachas, I mean, we're not talking about things which are malachas. We're talking about preparation, work, clearing the table, setting it, doing this, doing that. To clear it, Shabbos by Yontif by day, but it has to be, you know, set and ready. Prepare the licht for licht pension, all that. So you can only do it after the Zman, after the Havdalah time. If there are dishes that are going to be washed, they're going to be washed late. So there's a lot of work. Right? So it starts out at least 20 minutes to a half hour after the first one, and you're going to have a rough time catching up with Chatzos. But at least the first Seder, try to finish at least eat the Afikoren by Chatzos.
It's worth being a mile and market.
Yeah, you could try to use a lot of stuff that you want to say later. But look, everybody has to do the best they can. I mean, I'm not going to can't make moist, and sometimes you have a bunch of little kids and There are, in most Haggadahs, there are some things to say just to talk about the Korban Pesach. Right? And in many Haggadahs, there are things to quote, just telling you the kitzur. If you don't have such Haggadah, to take at least the Gemara, you know, and say the Seder after the fourth Perek in Tzachar. At the end of the fourth Perek, there's a pretty mostly a whole side of a page, which tells you all about a synopsis of the halachas of Hilchos Pesach. Don't say all of that, just a little bit, just to give over a sort of the flavor of sitting in eating the Korban Pesach, which we hope we'll be able to experience in our lifetime. I definitely think of it and hope and look forward to having a Korban Pesach this year. Whatever will make the Korban Pesach happen 1 year from now or any number of years from now, it's just as, you know, convenient. For the Rebbeinu Shlom to make it happen, this Pesach as well. Especially if we remember that Benissen Nigalu, Benissen Asitin Ligoil. So, starting from Rosh Chodesh Nissen, that's when the Beis HaMikdash has no better chance to be too. Okay. That's it. Let's go afterwards. Got a bench. I'm not going to go through Birch HaMozen, but it's a very important thing. Everybody has their kois before them. It's not like regular Birch HaMozen where only the Mevorach has a kois, if you have a kois at all, right? But by Birch HaMozen, from the Haseda, everyone has their kois. It should be there before them. Some people, you know, everyone, all the Mesubin hold the kois not just the Mevorach. I'll spend 2-3 minutes so it won't be a waste on the Birch HaMozen itself. Just remember, Rabbi said that the first bracha is a bracha thanking Hashem for the food that we ate. Right? The Pesuk says, V'chalta, V'savota, V'yachta, V'yachta, Hashem L'kech is on the Achila and the Tzviya. So you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food and for being satisfied and happy with it. There should be a genuine feeling of gratitude and get used to it. Do it all the time, but it's a good time to start if you haven't started yet. It's the best time is the next meal that you're going to eat. Always. The best time is always now, not tomorrow. But the kavana is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say there's a couple of words, you know, V'tuvei HaGodol Tomid L'Chosar L'Lona. You have to have that gratitude. V'tuvei HaGodol Tomid L'Chosar L'Lona. Get yourself geared up to a real, genuine feeling of gratitude. Right? Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next. Second bracha noida is of course about Eretz Yisrael, the opening al ha'oret, right? And there are a couple of things you got to mention in that bracha. You want to say you got to mention bris v'torah. So in the nusach that we have is al bris chosheh chachamta b'sereinu. That's extremely important because Chazal say if you don't say Bris Torah, you're not Yotze with Bris Hamas. This the Torah, because the Pasuk says on account of being Mekayim Bris and on account of learning Torah, so we will be zoche to have Eretz Yisrael to hold on to Eretz Yisrael. Right? Without Bris Torah, then we can't keep Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam's Nusach, which is Sfardim say, it actually says Bris V'Torah, just like the Lashon HaGemara. We say Bris Chosheh Chachamta V'Sereinu Toros Chosheh Chachamta. Okay. But you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not for the food, but for the Oretz, but we add the food too. Al Oretz V'Al HaMosa. Okay. The third bracha is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Despite the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash now, but we had the Beis HaMikdash and we will have the Beis HaMikdash. So there's nothing so strange. If you go on a trip, for instance, have a wonderful home, and now you're on a camping trip, you're away for a while. Still in all, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your home because your home is there, but you're away from it. And similarly, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Beis HaMikdash.
How is the bracha showing things?
What?
How is the bracha showing things? It's Zachim.
Al Yishalayim Mirecha Val Tidim Yishkan Kedecha.
It's saying that.
Al Abayas HaGodol VaKadosh Shanikr Shimcha Olav.
It's saying that we should have Rachim and anger.
It was with thanking him. Al Ribbono Shel'Olam be merachem on the Beis HaMikdash that we have. Al Bayis HaGadol HaKadosh. We're not even asking for the Beis HaMikdash. We're saying Ribbono Shel'Olam should be merachem on the Beis HaMikdash. We're not asking, saying give us the Beis HaMikdash. There's the other nusach that says nachem. But the Beis HaMikdash is rachem Hashem Elokeinu.
So why was he
talking?
There's
right, but we still keep saying it. It's not like all of the brachas in Shemana Esra where we say Hoshiva, bring this back, bring that back. That's the nusach of the Golus after the Shani was Chorav, which Shmuel HaKotan was saying. But what we here it says we're talking for the Beit HaMikdash. And perhaps it's because of Rashi says the Beit HaMikdash show Milo and Machuven can get the Beit HaMikdash show Matan. It's there, it's Meshuchel Bonoy, and it's still up in the heavens now. So, we have it.
Okay.
Right, right. Okay, fine enough.
We only say in the past?
No, we assume that the Beit HaMikdash is there. It should be brought down from the heavens down to the earth. Some future. It's going on the Beit HaMikdash Shomailu, and which is the same as the Beit HaMikdash Shomailu, because it will be brought down. Yeah.
What is the last half of Bracha to do first?
What?
What is the last half of Bracha to do first?
Vayu de'manas bosa v'dom l'nel bosa. That we should always be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have instead of complaining for what we don't have. Don't make us into Nitzrochim. Once we'll be Nitzrochim, we'll be able, we'll find it very difficult to express our gratitude. I remember seeing that there was a guy who was extremely wealthy. He came to the yeshiva when I was there for a visit. He came from Brazil. Near the owned, they said, half of Sao Paulo. And he gave him a shabeirach by when he got an aliyah, where he agreed to pay for this and for that and all kinds of other things that he paid for years and years for. But when he was sitting and benching, he was a guest of one of the prominent Jews in the town, and people came over to be there. So he said, put quite a bit of personal feeling into it. And sometimes you got to think for yourself, you know. If you don't have the $1 billion or so, you should still be thankful. Okay. I'm not going to say anything about it, just to give you the framework of benching. Let's go to after benching and the third kais. And remember, the third kais is Seva. And then we'll go back to Halev. Now, when we say that Halel begins with Shvoi Chamoscha, in some Haggadahs the big word Halel is after Shvoi Chamoscha, and it is just before Leilonu. In truth, Halel is, of course, Leilonu. Halel has nothing to do with Shvoi Chamoscha. Except, the Seder of the Haggadah, that's the little poem that was written by, they say, one of the Talmidim of Rashi. That's a little poem. Kadosh Urchas Kapas Yachat Magid Rachat Magima. Or maybe Magid Rochso, which makes it rhyme with the next line. Magimat. But whatever it is, there's no room to squeeze something else in between benching and halal. Otherwise we'd need an extra word. I think that's why they put Halel before Shvoi Chamoscha. Otherwise, we'd need a simon in the Haggadah for Shvoi Chamoscha. And that's the time that people usually open the door. And that's extremely important because it's to show that we have no pachad because the night is Leil Shibur. Okay? Okay, and of course, there are two other things that take place. You're moizig the kais for the koyd of Leo Hanovi. Mela, people always think that opening the door is so Leo Hanovi could come inside. Okay, anybody could say that, and this, I'm not finding fault with that, but just not to forget the Iker. Usually when you have a Hoysofa on something, so the Hoysofa becomes the Iker, and the original reason just is forgotten about. The reason to open the door is, you know, to show that we're fearless and we don't have to...
Why don't we just leave the door open all the time?
Cold.
Is it important to keep the door unlocked all night?
No.
No, we're not fearless. I mean, are we fearless? People would sleep with the doors unlocked, Taka? Or when we come Shvichi Hazeka, there's no...
Okay, good, but for that 1 minute... I thought of another reason. You know, we're going to say Shvoicha Mostal Adoyim, so we want to open the door and let the Goyim hear it. But anyhow, no, but there's hundreds of stories in the storybooks about how Eliyahu Hanavi came Davka on that moment, and he walked in, and whatever it happened, it's all good. It's all fine. There's nothing wrong with. A lot of this because it's what we have Pesach lore, you know. It's part of the extras of Pesach. But when you open the door, you're not entirely ignorant of the dangers that the goyim working in the shadows outside the house are really posing for you. So that's why at the time we open the door, we say Shvoich HaMoscha.
So why
does Shvoich
HaMoscha
stay there?
What? Why is it placed?
Why is it placed after benching?
Why is it on the second night? Why do we say it tonight?
Okay. Now, Moskin Koisla Kvoida Lior Novi Zohala Toy, Poiska Nadellas, Lizkar Kilel Shimurim, who gains Lorch Lias Nanella. That's what the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch of them. Let me tell you something that's more important, just important to know. He's supposed to be Moisek the Kois. When are you supposed to be moizig the kais? You moizig the kais of Eliyahu Hanavi before Shvoicha Moscha, just to separate it. It shouldn't be the same as Zigas HaKais. But today everybody has a kosher Eliyahu thing on a table or whatever. But the Zigas HaKais of the fourth kais is after Shvoicha Moscha. And the reason why is very, very simple. The reason why is because the Hallel has to be on the Kois. Remember I told you more than once that the four Koises Chazal tell us, right? Arbo Koises Tiknu Chachomen Mishum Cheres V'omru Kol Chad Navet Be Mitzvah. Each one we should do a mitzvah. The first is the Kois of Kiddush, that's the mitzvah. Second is the kois of Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah. The third is Birkas Hamazon. That's the mitzvah. And the fourth is Hallel. It's another mitzvah. So it's like doing a mitzvah la kois. Just like you make a mitzvah milah la kois. Right? And you make everything that's made on la kois. So therefore, we take a kois and we have it there by us. They hold in our hands, which most people don't, and there's no special Indian. But at least to have the full kois before Hallel. That's why the Mesigas HaKois should be just before Lavon. Now, we'll stop over here, and the next time we'll begin with Lavon Hashem, Lavonu, which is, of course, a continuation of the Hallel. People think that Loilono is sort of some extra part because, you know, it's the thing we leave out in the Shchodesh. But, of course, you all know that it's not. Loilono is the beginning of the Kapitel. Right? The Hallel has six Kapitels of Tehillim. The first is Haluka, the second is Betzei Yisrael. The third is Lailon, that's the beginning. Hashem Choroni Vorach is in the middle. So I'm sure everyone knows that. Okay.